So I'm here with Geirts Galeškalns from the Foreign Investors Council in Latvia. We've just had a fairly lengthy presentation on the latest findings about the shadow economy in Latvia. Could you do your best to summarize for us what FISIL is thinking of?
Okay, maybe just to correct, it's not the latest, it's currently the only one where we are looking for the opinion of investors which have invested in Latvia. And what they are saying is that the findings that grey economy is a problem, and it really damages the reputation of Latvia. It affects investors already here operating in the market, and it definitely affects investors which might be considering coming. And it affects in various ways. The companies were responding and saying that it's about how you treat your employees. It's about how you treat your customers. It's about how you treat your competitors, and playing fair means that you might be uncompetitive in a certain field. And in particular, it was raised as a top one for public procurement. And here comes the government institution, because public procurement is done by the government. And maybe government should also look not just for the lowest price, but also for the taxes or some salaries of the employment providing service. We know that the construction sector has a substantial grey economy, and it has been proved by the Dr. Sauk study. We also know that billions are arriving in the coming years in the construction sphere, and it will be distributed through procurement. The question is how all those issues will be brought together in order to avoid situation that EU funds will support grey economy.
And I mean, this issue has always been something which has been linked to Latvia, but there seems to have been quite considerable progress made in recent years to reduce the size of the shadow economy. Is the pace of improvement sort of good enough? Is there any way of accelerating this improvement?
As you heard from presentation, everything is about execution. Laws and regulations are in place, and you heard the clear CEMEX example about two things which really affect the safety of society in construction sector. If you can sell uncertified product, if you can deliver it in a trucks overweighted and with drivers working over hours, by that endangering other society members, then something is wrong. And the only thing is you have to use efficient controlling mechanism, the proper risk assessment, in order to go for those which are playing unfairly and leave in peace those who play according to the norms. And it was glad to hear that State Revenue Service is introducing this approach. Of course, they are looking for the support from sectors, and I believe our official members would be happy to provide it.
And one interesting aspect that I think maybe hadn't been discussed previously is that the strength of the shadow economy actually reduces the quality of products which are available to consumers.
Yes, this was another interesting comment made by the company which we were interviewing, that it's not just the amount which you provide in a market competing with the grey, but it's also the quality. By competing with a low price, you have a lower quality, and that by following the norms, we will have better products. And as Peterson said, you also have to ask for receipts, because receipts is your insurance policy. If you fail to receive bad quality product or service, you have received, and you can go to the consumer protection office. If you don't have received, you have no rights to use your rights.
And you think the government has announced an attempt to kind of reorganize the Internal Revenue Service. Do you think this is a real kind of test case that this may actually make a major change if they go through with this?
We should hope for the best, and obviously if we compare previously that everybody knew that something is wrong, and there were no actions followed. Right now there is action, so let's hope for the results.